Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Tipperary School has just celebrated its first year in a new state-of-the-art building. Bunscoil na Cathaoireacht in Care is a merger of the Boys' National School and Our Lady of Mercy Primary School. The move has meant huge changes for both schools, but definitely for the better. Care Boys' National School opened in 1964, while the neighbouring girls' school took in its first pupils in 1966. As a past pupil of the boys' school, and indeed as was the system at the time I spent my junior and senior infant years in Our Lady of Mercy, I'm all too well aware of how dated those schools were, even back then. I visited Bunscoil na Cathaoireacht recently. Boy, was it an eye-opener for me, as it has been for another former pupil and now principal of the school, Brendan Horan.
It's a case of jumping two centuries in the space of 2 days. On the 9th of June last year, we were in Care Boys' National School, and on the 10th of June, we were in this new state-of-the-art building. And in fairness to Care Boys' National School, it was designed from Victorian-era plans, and it served its purpose for its time, but its time had come and gone before we moved down to this fantastic building we have. Every room has space. Like, if you remember, Pat, we had rooms of 36 square metres in the main building. Every classroom here is 80 square metres, including toilets in the rooms. So if you remember in the day when we didn't want to do a task, we'd say, "On we'll Cadogan Dullamock," and we'd take a tour down the corridor and might not take the fastest way back from the toilet. But the reality is now there's no reason for anyone to leave the classrooms. And even if they need to take a break, they're not missing anything in the rooms. And I think that is a huge advantage from a teaching perspective, because you know nobody is missing out. But also from a pupil perspective, everything is there at hand for them.
Now, earlier on, we were just chatting about the changes as regards the running of the school. That must have changed immensely for you. Even though we've seen major increases in energy costs and that, for yourselves, it must be a real game changer.
Oh, the change to new systems here are amazing. Like, I can only speak for the boys' school, really, in that our electrical costs were through the roof. We were using storage heaters that were where the electrics was originally designed in the 1960s. And the costs had gone quite high, and we were at the stage where we were fundraising just to meet the basic needs. And coming to a building that has everything measured, from the gas intake that we take, from the electrical use that we use, to solar panels, and the measurement of the temperature of the water that we use. In the boys' school, we had no hot water in the classrooms, whereas here now the temperature is measured, so every sink has access to warm water. I think that's a huge change for everybody. And the comfort levels means that children can learn without worrying about being too cold or too hot, except maybe on a day like today.
I mean, in the old school, it was a case of the odd day you were wearing the coat right through the day.
And gloves.
You've also, as you mentioned, you've got solar panels, but you've also got a water storage system and everything. So it really is ticking every box.
Yeah, it's a rainwater collection system which actually helps clean and flush the toilets, of which there are over 50 toilets in the building. Whereas in the old days we had one room. Now every classroom has access to two toilets in their room, and on the corridors there's multiple toilets and even the shower units as well, if it was ever required.
Climate change not only means changes in the average temperature, but also changes in the frequency and intensity of extreme weather and climate events. My generation and those before me must take responsibility for a lot of what's happened, but it's future generations that are going to have to deal with the consequences. Brendan Horan says it's something that students at Bunscoil na Cathaoireacht are very much aware of.
I would say they're very aware of it, because I know science and environmental issues are an issue that are in the classrooms as part of the normal curriculum. They see the impact on weather on our news and they particularly watch News Today, so they do an environmental piece every single week. And I know that the class teachers are involved in the science projects that are linked to climate control. And I would say certainly our more senior pupils would be very aware of it. And I do know that the other classes do elements along the way to help build that awareness going forward.
And with all due respect to your dad, who was principal of the boys' school, that was something we never knew anything about or heard about.
I think in fairness, if it was history, if it was maths, if it was Irish, and geography was based on knowledge of cities and countries rather than the impact of environmental change. Certainly our own education was more limited to facts, whereas the current one, it's about improvements in the future and opinions and where to build it and trying to work around a problem rather than just solve it. Because there are some problems that we won't solve easily, and how do we make progress towards it is what you're working on.
So your infants classes right through to your sixth class, would you be confident that they will look after the planet a bit better than we have?
Well, I would say they would have a stronger view. Some of the projects that we have done and entered competitions in are children who are looking to see how to improve and bring change into the future. And some of their ideas, I think we have seen while there are ideas of pupils in the classroom here, other companies and science has moved in that direction already, unbeknownst to children when they were doing those projects. So I think seeing that inspiration come, we did that a couple of years ago in primary school, and to see that somebody has taken it further is something that I think will encourage them definitely into the future.
So, given the interest being shown by the pupils of Bunscoil na Cairreach in Care and no doubt students across the Premier County, hopefully we will begin to tackle the problem of climate change in the years to come.
Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.